The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to go back to the phones and head up to Growing Lewis Center and Brian. Hey, Brian, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Man, Lewis Center is exploding in growth.
It sure is. The traffic is insane, but it's a great place to live.
Oh, my goodness. How long have you lived in the Lewis Center area?
3 years.
Oh, okay. Well, you were there when the boom was already starting. I can't imagine people that were there like 15 years ago. What has happened to their sleepy little town? All right, what's on your mind and heart?
Well, I want to respond to your last caller. I want to first say that I'm black and I am a Christian. And I want to say that it is obscene how they have attacked this president from the moment he stepped foot in office and even before. You know, I hear all of this, the screaming and yelling about he's a pathological liar. This man has done so much for the black community. It's astonishing. And yet they attack him. You know, the unemployment rate, win after win after win for people of color, for every cross-section of America. And yet from the very beginning, they screamed impeachment. And now they've got this absurd Ukrainian thing. You made the point. We had the transcript. People's opinions are irrelevant. We have the transcript. We know exactly what was said. There's nothing in the transcript that would indicate that he's done anything wrong. So it's just absurd.
Yeah,
makes me sick. And if I can say one last thing.
Sure.
As a Christian, the man is fighting against abortion. I am appalled at anybody that dare call themselves a Christian and fight against this man who's fighting against abortion. So that's my thought, Bob.
Well, thank you, Brian. What's fascinating about this whole transcript thing is, and I've said it several times, I think releasing the transcript was unwise. I wish he hadn't done it, because that is going to put leaders of other nations on notice. You better be careful what you say, because the transcript might be released. So I think that was a mistake. I know why he did it. But all of these people, including my previous caller, who says, oh, the transcript, that's bogus and all that. The president of Ukraine was asked if the transcript was accurate, and he said yes. So you have the two people who are involved in the conversation, Trump and the president of Ukraine, both agreeing, yeah, that's an accurate transcript. And so we have somebody who just listened in on the conversation, was not a participant. He just listened in, and he gives his memory of it, and the Trump haters go crazy with his opinion. And then, of course, if you say anything about that, you're calling him a liar and he's not a patriot. No, you're not. You're just saying, you know what, your recollection may not be correct. That's all. Just so. And you... Yeah, go ahead.
I also wanted to say that what's also absurd about it is Joe Biden actually did with Hunter and with the Ukraine what they're accusing the president of. But nobody wants to say that. That's a fact. He actually did it.
We have Biden on tape not only admitting, but boasting about the fact that we withheld, what was it, $1.5 billion until they fired a prosecutor who was investigating Biden's son. We have that on tape.
It's a fact.
It is a fact. Hey, you mentioned unemployment. I had this a little lower in my stack. But bad news in unemployment. The unemployment rate rose slightly last month overall, except for one group, Brian.
African Americans.
That's exactly right. All other groups saw a slight rise in unemployment last month, except Black Americans, and it hit another all-time record low last month. So, last month, African Americans benefited more from this administration's policies than any other ethnic group in America.
So that would suggest that my own culture would rather hurt themselves and their families than show the man the respect he's due.
Yeah, I know. But, well, you know this far, far better than I do. The Black community has been lied to and manipulated by the liberal left for so many years. Vote for us and we will give you stuff. Vote for us and we will give you free stuff. Vote for us and we will increase welfare. And now we have, Brian, and let me ask you, if this is offensive to you, and if it is, please, please, please tell me, and I will never say it again.
No, please ask.
All right? Is not the welfare system developed by liberals in America a new form of slavery?
Absolutely, and so much more. You know, last night, yesterday, a little girl, a Black girl in Chicago dressed as a bumblebee, was shot to death in Chicago.
I know.
Another city owned and operated by the Democrats and the liberals. So you go across America, every city that is managed by the Democrats for decades are the worst areas in America. It is absolutely a form of slavery. Ultimately, it is basic. It is my Bible that gives me the wherewithal to be independent in my thinking and to use the system and the freedom that exists in this country to rise above where I once was. I left the plantation many years ago.
I'm glad you said
that. And I've been free ever since.
I'm glad you said that. If I would say that, well, I'd be called all kinds of names. One final question.
Which is unfortunate.
One final question. How difficult is it for you as a Black American to be a Donald Trump supporter? Among your family, friends, community? How difficult is that for you?
I'm not accepted in my political views, in my family, in my community. I had a conversation with Dr. Tony Evans, however, many years ago, and here's what I asked him, who is a Black conservative.
Sure.
I asked him, how does he deal with it? Here's what he said to me. He said, I'm more concerned about what God thinks about me than what man thinks about me.
Wow.
That was encouraging for me as a Black conservative, because at the bottom line, Bob, here's what I want to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Yeah. And so my Bible informs my politics. My politics does not inform my religious view and my faith. Yeah. The Bible teaches me how I'm supposed to live. And it begins and ends with me with abortion. We are killing babies. I will not support any politician or any political view in this country that supports the murder of innocent babies.
God bless you, Brian. God bless you. And
thank you, Bob.
The highest praise I can give anyone is say, may your tribe increase. And I mean that sincerely. I mean that sincerely. How long have you been listening?
Oh, for years.
Well, God bless you. You have been an enormous encouragement to me today, and I appreciate it more than you could know.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless you.
God bless
you. God bless you. That interesting? I don't think most people would believe how many blacks I have in my audience. Have an enormous number of blacks in my audience, which absolutely thrills me. Don't believe the liberal line that, well, anyway, I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, since I've just spent quite a bit of time today defending President Trump, let me spend just a moment with a little bit of criticism. I have tried to keep this promise. Most of you know, during the primaries before the presidential election, Donald Trump was not my candidate. He was at the very bottom of the list. I mean, he was dead last for me. I did not want him to be the nominee. I didn't think he would be the nominee. And then once he became the nominee, I didn't think he had a chance in the world of getting elected. When he got the nomination, I said I would support him because he was a far better alternative than Hillary Clinton, and he promised to be pro-life, pro-Constitution in his appointment of justices, not just at the Supreme Court, but across the board. I am not sorry at all I voted for him. He has probably kept more promises than any presidential candidate in my lifetime. Has he made mistakes? Yes. Does he have personality deficits? Yes. But I do not apologize at all. But anyway, I made a promise. When he does something good, I will praise him. When he does something bad, I will criticize him. I'll try to be honest and objective, and I think I've done a fairly good job of keeping that promise. I think he made a mistake with this. Here is the headline. Televangelist Paula White joins White House staff. And this, again, is one of those decisions where I just shake my head and go, Mr. President, what were you thinking? But if Donald Trump is a born-again believer, and I'm beginning to believe that he is, because, again, I don't know him personally, but I do know people who do. I know people who meet with him on a regular basis, and they have implied to me very strongly that he probably has become a born-again believer since the election. Probably not before, but since the election. If that is true, if he is a believer, he's a novice. He's immature. He is a baby Christian. If what I'm hearing from others is true, he's probably accepted Christ 2-3 years at the maximum. And so, spiritually speaking, he's a baby, and you expect babies to make bad decisions spiritually. Well, he has appointed and actually hired Paula White, television evangelist, word faith proponent, multiple divorced, has been involved in several scandals in churches that she has been associated with. She will work in the Office of Public Liaison with the Faith and Opportunity Initiative. This office was established by President Trump in May of 2018. She is expected to serve in an advisory role with the White House. In a recent appearance on the Jim Baker Show, that should tell you something about her. Anyway, she explains she knows many may think she's unqualified, but her elevation is coming from God. And anyway, I don't know. Could be wrong. I hope I am. I have a feeling he's going to regret that appointment. Paula White loves the spotlight. Loves it. I think he made a mistake. But anyway. All right, let's go to the phones. Mike on the south side of Columbus. Hey, Mike, you're up next on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Bob, how are you today?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
Two-part question, if I can.
Sure.
As believers, I wanted to find out, where do we go when we die now? I don't believe that we go to heaven right now. I'm not sure, but I want you to tell me. And I feel bad to even ask this question, but it comes with the mind that the good Lord gave me. How do we know without a doubt that God's going to keep his word in a billion years from now?
Well, let me answer the second one first. He has not broken his word for the last billion years, so I think we can trust him for the next billion. And ultimately, it's by faith, but it is an informed faith. It is not a blind faith. Trust in God, trust in the Bible is an extremely informed faith. If you're a regular listener to this program, I am continually giving out proof, evidence that validates the authority of the Scriptures without any contradiction whatsoever. Now, as to where do we go when we die, I do believe we go directly into the presence of God, and I do believe we go into heaven. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, before Jesus died, there was a place called Abraham's bosom, which is kind of a waiting place, if you will, until Jesus paid the complete final price for sin. But today, there is no waiting place. There is no purgatory. There is no intermediary place. Now, the Bible also says there will be a new heaven and a new earth in the future that will be different from the way heaven is now. We don't know a whole lot about what heaven is like now. We know more about the new heaven. But I think it's very clear scripturally that we breathe our last breath on this earth, and we breathe our next breath in the presence of Jesus and the Trinity in heaven. And again, I think we have firm biblical evidence of that. That help?
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I'm sorry we didn't have more time, but the computer is going to cut me off here in about 10 seconds. But I hope that helps. If not, give me a call or send me an email at bob@bobtalk.com, and we can talk about it further. All right?
No.
Thanks. Excellent question. God bless you. And, of course, all of that is contingent upon whether you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, whether you have accepted God's gift of salvation by faith through Christ alone.